to be honest, there's so many, it's difficult to say, but you've just said, like, working with Shane was actually a great tribute, and also it was a great experience, because he was a really, really hard worker, and as you've heard from many people over the last few days, if anything Shane done, he done it 120%, there was nothing done at half measures. He was such an integral part of the club, because from marking the pitches to chairman, he's been in every role within the club, and you know, he was always there for whatever was needed, to be honest.
Obviously, we've already seen the many, many tributes that have been paid to Shane this week, but how important is it to have a club like North End United, just that community around you, to just make sure that everybody else is okay and that they can keep going as well?
Yeah, no, it's going to be difficult, and no more difficult than his own immediate direct family. And his daughter Lauren spoke beautifully the other day, and in fairness, she summed it up better than any of us could, because she's so close to the situation. Yes, we all need to rally together now, and we all need to, you know, put an arm around each other and talk to each other if we feel difficult times, because like, that was very obvious the other day, that it's very important that people, you know, talk to each other and sort of open up if needed. But we're a strong community anyway, and we have a great club ethic, and we have great members in the club. So, you know, Shane was one of the leaders there, so it's very important that we carry on just for his name as well as everybody else.
And this idea of not being able to speak about the feelings you're having, it's not just a problem in Wexford sport or sport generally, really. It's all areas of society. And do you think that maybe there isn't the supports there for people down here in Wexford to really just reach out and say, do you know what, I'm not feeling okay?
Yeah, or maybe they're out there and people just don't use them enough. Maybe it's a bit of both. But sport in itself keeps people together, and it keeps people, you know, close and working together during the week at times when you're probably looking for an escape route, or you're looking for to get away from normality. And it's great to have sport, but it's only a part of your week. You probably, if we could do more and get more kids involved in sport and have more people involved, it would definitely be a big help. But I think there is places that people can go out there. It's just maybe it's an Irish psyche too. People just for some reason they don't open up as easy as probably we possibly should, and maybe that's the biggest lesson that's been learned from the last week or so, is that there's always someone out there and there's always someone to talk to. We just probably need to be more outgoing ourselves and look for that help.
Finally, John, I suppose one thing's for sure, and that's that Shane Roach's legacy in the club will never be forgotten.
Oh no, without a doubt, his legacy will live on. All his family are involved closely with the club. As I said, Lauren played for us, Lee plays for us. Young Shane is captain of our under 16 team, and please God, young Dara will don the colours in the future years. So Shane's name, there's one thing that will not be forgotten, and there's also one thing that, you know, he will want all of us to go on and be a successful club, and I'm sure he'll be looking down on us and playing his part in a different way now.